Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right along in the 8 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Shout out to Taylor. Big T. Taylor, the winner of Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Don't forget 8:45, your chance to become another qualifier as one of the five, and then one of you will be selected to receive a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee for Father's Day. Boy, could that do some help.
Could it?
Yeah.
$500 to spend at Hy-Vee is awesome.
Yeah, you just give that to your dad on Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, Dad.
Go over to his house at like 8 a.m. Like, happy Father's Day, Dad. Just out on a run. Thought I'd, you know, knock out some steps early. If I give you your card, oh, what's this? $500 to Hy-Vee. Two people benefit because he's going to go to Hy-Vee and spend all that money.
That's right. Get you something good.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll get into more Father's Day stuff as we get closer. But we talked about this on the other side about pushing your stars. Can you just start there? Because when it comes to figuring out who has the bigger problem with marketing their sport, baseball or football, or I mean baseball or NBA, you got to think it's the NBA. Uh-huh. But then you think about baseball, but you see that baseball's viewership is up. Whether you want to believe me or not, it is.
Uh-huh. Even ESPN, who's getting out of the baseball business, is sending out releases on how good the baseball ratings are this year.
They're up 22%.
A little bit of a stick it to Rob Manfred, who said you know ESPN wasn't a good partner, I guess, maybe.
And what's really interesting is that baseball is up, according to ESPN's viewership, 22%. And then they are also up in a major percentage towards the younger demographic, the young teens to young adult area.
That's so like the big one. That's awesome, really. I didn't see that.
And what's great about this is the fact that it's, and I will say this, because of the card industry. Baseball's card industry is huge. Football, it's so baseball, you have a lot more options, or baseball, you have a lot more options to chase. Prospects, Roman Anthony, Jack Caglione, guys like that, Jackson Holliday. Next year, the number one card will be the MLB debut patch logo for Jack Caglione and the next holiday kid that will be drafted by the Nationals, right? Right. Those will be the big ones. And in football, there's two. There's Cam Ward, Travis Hunter. Those are the two big cards everybody wants. Football, you don't need to sell that product to get kids involved. Kids are going to watch football no matter what because dad, mom, uncle, all aunts, everybody's watching football.
And I do believe when I was a kid, obviously my dad had a big influence on me to be a baseball fan, but the baseball card industry when I was a kid was a big reason why. Right. Like, we've talked about it off the air. Like, back when we were kids, we knew everybody on every team, and that's because we were collecting cards at 5 cents a piece or whatever it was.
Correct.
But you knew who everybody was in baseball. And that's, it's not just helping the kids get back into the game. Mm-hmm. I've talked to people who work in baseball where the card industry is helping them do their job better.
Sure.
Because they're getting kind of a leg up on who are some of the bigger prospects that maybe they're not thinking about. And they go, oh, maybe we keep a second eye on this guy because he's big in the card industry. So it's helping throughout baseball. It is a great thing for baseball. The only thing that I wish it was better for was more affordable for people. Fair. Just to go buy those wax packs back in the day where you could collect those cards, you know?
Yeah, and you don't have to buy the ones that are, you know, sought out. Like, you don't have to go buy the Bowman Mega Box that's at the Target right over here for $54 like somebody did yesterday. But, you chase for the card that's worth $54 and you get one every once in a while. But the NBA's problem is there's no push. Right, like you and I, we're watching. We have interests. We want to see what SGA can do. We want to see if Halliburton can be the heel. We want to see if one of these teams wins their first title ever.
Ever.
Where has that been said?
How come that's not being talked about?
And maybe it hasn't. We missed it, right? We've been busy. I've been from Omaha to St. Louis to the K to whatever else during the week. Or, you know, some people might, you know, not watch the NBA as much as others. And maybe you're dialed into it more than I am, and that's fine. But are they pushing that? Like, are they? Because even though the NFL wouldn't have to do it because people know more about the NFL team's history than they probably do NBA teams' histories. Like, imagine if the Bills were playing the Vikings. The number one story would be like one of these teams is finally going to get theirs.
That's right. For 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it would be the only one.
It would be the only story. Like, you're right. It really would.
And in the NBA, you have the Thunder and you have the Pacers. And not once have I seen one team's finally going to put themselves, right? Am I wrong with that, Mac?
No, they should have pushed that storyline way more. There's a bunch of storylines they could have pushed with this. But instead, all season, we've just been told that OKC is just really good, but we're not going to put them on national television. We're not going to push out Indiana, the fact that they were in the Eastern Conference Finals last season. We're not going to talk about the fact until last week, really, that Tyrese Haliburton hasn't missed a clutch shot, but twice all season, including 82 games. Yeah, we're just going to act like, two small markets don't really bring in eyes. When there are star players, there's storylines here.
But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but whose fault is that? I mean, we sit here all the time and talk about, like, LeBron's blaming the media now.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is one of the most rich things ever. These guys never want to talk to the media, so bite me, LeBron. Okay, seriously. Players in any sport, you go cover OTAs. Those guys scatter. There's nobody in the locker room. So how is the media? It's talking out of both sides of your mouth. The media needs to do a better job of telling our stories. Okay, where are you available in the locker room to get that done, to form the relationships that used to be had back in the day? I've got relationships back in the day because players and coaches allowed you to have those relationships. The sports don't allow you to really have those relationships anymore. They want to control the message. They want to control the content. And so for LeBron to sit out there and say, oh, the media is not doing a good enough job of telling our story. LeBron, when was the last time you sat down with a random media member from LA who has a talk show like we do or writes for the newspaper and just sat down with that person and told your story and gave that person the time of day? Media will tell your story if you allow them to have access to you. They don't allow themselves to have access to the media like it was back in the day. So LeBron, I mean, kick rocks on this one, King.
Well, LeBron might not be the best example. I think this is why a lot of people don't like LeBron, because he speaks about things that he probably shouldn't, because LeBron is
because he's wrong about this.
Kind of. LeBron just isn't the guy that should be saying this, because when LeBron retires, he will have an entire we already know it's coming. It's going to be called the Kid from Akron. Like, it's already been said that it's going to happen. Like, he's like, when it's all said and done, the documentary will speak for everything that you have questions to that you're wanting to know.
As it should.
And that's the way he should market it. That's the way probably Maverick Carter's telling him to do it. That's the way these people are being like, hey, when you're done, we'll put it out there and it'll be, people will watch it and people will hate watch it. And then some people will say, I'll never. But like, LeBron to say that, like, the media kid, like, the media is, you have the opportunity. I can follow every single thing that happens in the game on my cell phone. And that's been made present by the media. Mm-hmm. Like, Twitter has the availability to go and see things in the locker room that, like, you only read about in your papers. The problem with the NBA is they have a clown running their organization in Adam Silver who doesn't understand how to push. Maybe instead of trying to go find the trophy fish in the gigantic pond and say, well, gosh, who's going to be the next Michael Jordan? Who's the next face of the league? Maybe find faces, and in that group of faces, you might find your face.
Oh, I mean, like baseball's doing right
instead
now?
Instead of trying, I don't know what, exactly. Like, you have a ton of options. Maybe one will rise to the top. Instead of trying to go nitpick just one at a time and say, oh, it's this guy. Maybe be like, hey, there's De La Cruz, Bobby Witt, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Baseball's doing a good job with that.
And but I mean, like, are they? Because I mean, like, I don't see it on TV,
but
I don't see that it's, you know, I mean, the cover of MLB The Show was De La Cruz, Skeens, and I forget who else, but it's not Judge, it's not Bobby, it's not these other guys, and maybe we're a little biased that we think Bobby Witt's that superstar outside of Kansas City, even though I think he is.
You know, he is,
but I think when you look at what this game can be in the NBA, the fact that they just accept it for what it is, it's just like, hey, man, you should really get your, like, front yard, like, you know, you should get some, like, pest control out here. You got a lot of stuff going on. It's fine. I'll just mow it down. Well, it's going to grow back the same way.
Right.
Yeah, but it'll still be here. And I think that's the problem, is that, like, Adam Silver doesn't listen to what the people want. Major League Baseball is listening. Doesn't mean they're listening all the time. The NFL just puts their ear to the wall and says, all right, tell us.
Well, I see, here's the thing, though, with the two different sports. I think baseball has figured it out, and I say that with a question mark, more than they have in the past. I think they're young stars in baseball right now. This generation, that those guys that you just named, think of another generation where we've had this many stars recently. Like, it didn't happen in the early 2000s, really. It didn't happen in the mid-2000s. Now, you've got kids that are household names. You got kids that are talking about Livy Dunn, you know, when Paul Skeens makes his major league debut. I think every sports fan knows who Paul Skeens is. I think every sports fan knows Bobby Witt, Aaron Judge, Ellie De La Cruz, Shohei Ohtani. That's a hell of a crew right there. And baseball is showing that their numbers are up. Now, we always say, how do you market the game? Well, if you're, I mean, it's so different for everybody. Like, how they market it to me is probably a different way than they market the game to you or to you or to somebody else. Like, I'm not a diehard NBA fan. So are they supposed to take ads out? And I'm just asking this question. Like, if you're the NBA, do you take ads out in NFL games and say, coming this winter, the NBA is back? Like, NBC, you've got the NBA back. I expect to be overloaded with NBA promos during the NFL this year.
Sure, they paid Michael Jordan $40 million.
I heard that was not a true figure, but who knows? But I think that's where you need to start. NBC needs to take advantage of their platform with Sunday Night Football and have commercials for the NBA and show the NBA. Go to where the people are. Right? Everybody's watching Sunday Night Football. You want to market that the NBA is going to be on NBC this year? You need to be running promos. Instead of running promos for Murder, She Wrote, you need to be running promos for coming this fall, coming this, you know, winter, the NBA returns to NBC. And then show highlights of all these guys and make it a spectacle like we do with the NFL. Give me FOMO.
And none of those highlights need to be LeBron James, exactly. Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving. Right. None of them.
None of them
Jason
need to be
Tatum,
those guys.
Jalen Brunson, SGA, Tyrese Haliburton. We have the guy, Cooper Flagg. Like, let's put these guys out there.
I don't want to say second tier players, but give me the players out there that aren't for Bob Fesco, the household name guys. Yeah. I know LeBron. I know that all. You show me Cooper Flagg doing something. You show me, you know, Jalen Brunson doing something. You got to promote this. But it also goes back to, again, and I will die on this hill, it's Indianapolis versus Oklahoma City. If this is New York, we don't have these ratings. New York, L.A., and Major League Baseball set ratings records. You know, the greatest World Series rating in a generation, L.A. versus New York. Smallest NBA ratings in a generation, Indianapolis and Oklahoma City. Market size does matter. If the Knicks were playing in this thing, they'd have a huge number. Everybody would be paying attention. People want to see what's going on. They don't have that. How do they market it better? It starts by marketing it during the NFL. It really does.
I agree.
It really does. You have an opportunity now with that crossover, and NBC may get some baseball as well. So you may be promoting all of that during Sunday Night Football, and that's good for everybody. Use that NFL platform and bring everybody else up with those rights that you have. I hope NBC gets baseball so we do get all of that crossover during the NFL time. Sunday Night Football in America, you got NBA promos. Yes. During the game, you got it. And then they show a highlight, and then Collinsworth and Tariq are like, man, I can't wait to watch this guy, and you add into
Mike,
that, right?
Jalen Brunson.
Right. Like, but that's how you market it.
Yeah.
You know,
like, I agree that
you can market it during the NBA game, but if I'm not there watching that, you're missing the boat. You're marketing, you're selling, you know, I'm trying to think of an analogy. You know, you got the people at your party already. How do you get more people there? You got to go to where those people are. And that's the NFL. And NBC's got the perfect platform to help the NBA take it to the next level.
Well, yeah, I know we got to go, but I would say it's just not all about cities. I agree with you, Bob. No doubt market helps, but there are situations and examples where we've gotten good ratings with small cities. Orlando, Toronto, Oklahoma City in 2012, great ratings.
Who do they play?
The Miami Heat.
Miami.
LeBron James.
Yeah, that's big.
But Kevin Durant on Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook, those guys were must-see TV.
They were.
Reggie Miller in Indiana, must-see.
Yeah, let's take note during the football season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many times when the Chiefs are promoted when it's Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs? Not it's the Chiefs and Mahomes next week. It'll be it's Mahomes and Kelce on Sunday Night Football with the Chiefs in town.
Great point.
And let's see. Maybe I just gave NBC an idea.
Mm-hmm. You better get
You
better get your money's worth.
I better get my money's worth. But you hadn't heard it anywhere else. So if NBC starts marketing the NBA, my lawyers will be calling.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.